Reports, Biden's deputies reopen catch and release for migrant families. By Neil Monroe on February 3, 2021. President Joe Biden's border deputies are releasing migrant women and children into the United States, according to BorderReport.com. Most of the catch and release migrants are likely heading north to meet their husbands and fathers who have already traveled into the United States to take jobs and wages from blue-collar Americans during a deep recession that has largely exempted white-collar workers. Many of the American blue-collars who lose jobs and wages to the extra supply of foreign labor voted for Biden in 2020. BorderReports.com reported February 3. McAllen Mayor Jim Darling on Tuesday told Border Report that city officials met with U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials, who told them last week that family units, undocumented migrants traveling with children who cross into South Texas, are now being paroled into the United States as they await their asylum proceedings. This is what occurred during previous border security apprehensions known as catch and release, when migrants were allowed to remain in the United States during their immigration proceedings however many years that may take. Team Brownsville, a group that helps migrants move north, reported on its Facebook page. There's nothing that escapes people's notice in the Mexican migrant camp in this time of connectivity, and they already know that CBP is releasing some families at our Brownsville bus station. We don't know the specifics of why there is an increase in people leaving CBP custody to travel to their sponsors, but we have received about 50 people a day at our bus station for the past several days. The relaunch of Catch and Release comes as Biden and his university-credentialed progressive deputies impose a family unification priority on the nation's immigration laws, which were originally created to preserve Americans' civil right to a national labor market. The Biden priority exploits the asylum laws that were intended to help a small number of foreign people into the United States claim asylum. Under President Barack Obama, the asylum inflow was expanded to allow people with little evidence or with claims unrelated to government persecution. The rising inflow caused massive delays in court processing, so prompting agencies to release many migrants to the U.S. labor market years before their asylum claims could be heard. In turn, the catch-and-release process allowed many migrants to finance their trip to the United States with home country mortgages on farms and homes while being confident they could repay the loan with dollars earned in U.S. jobs. President Donald Trump told his deputies to end the catch-and-release process, causing a sudden crash in migration numbers by early 2020. However, Biden is signaling to his progressive deputies that he wants migrants to be released into the United States where they can fill jobs while they wait for a day in asylum court. Biden is also removing Trump rules that bar the immigration of poor migrants. The reports say that the migrants are being released into the United States regardless of coronavirus risks, despite Biden's apparent decision to preserve the Title 42 health rule that bars the entry of people from Mexico, BorderReports.com said. Darling said that adult migrants traveling with children who were apprehended illegally crossing the Rio Grande into South Texas were being released by U.S. Border Patrol agents at the bus station in downtown McAllen. After release, city officials are immediately taking the migrants across the street to the Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley's Humanitarian Respite Center, where they are receiving a free COVID-19 test. Once cleared by the tests, the migrants are boarding buses bound for cities elsewhere with the promise of appearing for scheduled U.S. immigration court hearings. They are doing disease testing at the respite center before they get on buses, Darling said. We also have reached out to Greyhound and are working to get more buses because we expect a jump in numbers. The Team Brownsville Facebook site reported. We are stocking the bus station with backpacks with a pillow, blanket, toiletries, and a snack bag for the cross-country trip. It's like deja vu pre-MPP, but we can't go into the bus station as we did before and give assistance with the bus changes. Local volunteers are dropping off supplies and occasionally shuttling people to hotels or the airport, with masks and hand sanitizer all around. Many people have asked about volunteering here in Brownsville. Our answer right now is that we have the same high level of COVID-19 cases here as many parts of the country, so we can't accept out-of-town volunteers. Some of the migrants are so poor they will need further aid when they arrive at their target cities and towns, the Brownsville group reported. Volunteers will eventually be needed countrywide to receive these families, orient them, and help them adjust to their new homes. Too often, We've gotten desperate calls from families who have arrived at their sponsor's home only to realize that there is no room, not enough money to feed everyone, and no resources to help. Darling did not respond to emails from Breitbart News. Biden officials are also preparing a new reception center for younger migrants who claim the legal status of unaccompanied alien children. Many of the young migrants hope to join parents or relatives in the United States, often to take jobs in the growing child labor workforce. The economic migration into Americans' jobs is expected to grow rapidly as coyotes escort more fee-paying migrants through the emerging family unification policy loophole in U.S. border laws. On February 2, Biden signed an executive order that creates the new Family Unification Directive. Section 1. Policy. It is the policy of my administration to respect and value the integrity of families seeking to enter the United States. My administration will protect family unity and ensure that children entering the United States are not separated from their families, except in the most extreme circumstances where a separation is clearly necessary for the safety and well-being of the child or is required by law. Roughly half of the 3.5 million migrants who arrived between 2014 and 2020 are still in the United States, according to a December report by the Department of Homeland Security. With migrant-friendly officers at the Democrat-run border, illegal migration routes will remain a de facto obstacle course immigration system for blue-collar migrants, if they survive the chaotic Hunger Games trail of loans, coyotes, cartels, rape, deserts, weather, border laws, barriers, rescuers, transport, judges, and cheap labor employers. The government-delivered inflow of migrant spouses and children helps to discourage residents' illegals from returning home to their families. Their return would cause problems for the many employers that prefer to hire compliant migrants instead of Americans, but their return would provide jobs and higher wages for Americans. In 2015, President Barack Obama adopted a similar policy for foreign college graduate visa workers. His deputies create work permits for the resident spouses of H-1B workers who are working for years while they wait for their employer to deliver promised green cards. The resulting H-4E program now keeps perhaps 250,000 spouses of white-collar workers in jobs, mostly in the white-collar job needed by U.S. graduates. For years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration, or the hiring of temporary contract workers into the jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, priority-driven, and solidarity-themed opposition to labor migration coexists with generally favorable personal feelings toward legal immigrants and immigration in theory. The deep public opposition is built on the widespread recognition that migration moves money from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to real estate investors, and from the central states to the coastal states.